It is stated, "Wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk." Wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu alayk. To favor benefit the people just as Allah has favored you. Now this Allah's favor. Count how many favors of Allah are there. So many, unlimited, we cannot count. Allah Ta'ala, the amount of favors and blessings and mercies Allah has surrounded us with, enshrouded us in. The favors of Allah. Allah said Himself that you cannot count, unlimited. If all of the trees turn to fountain pens and all the oceans turn to ink and we were to record, we cannot count the number of favors Allah Ta'ala has given, unlimited favors of Allah. So here Allah Ta'ala has said that I have favored you. I have favored you. Now, where Allah Ta'ala is saying that I have favored you, this must be a special thing, a unique and massive favor of Allah. This favor that Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of and repeating to us. Look, any favor of Allah's is not minor, it is not small. But Allah has reminded, or always a favor is a reminder to a person when it is something specific, special, and unique and valuable and without comparison. Then it is said that, look, you know, I favored you in such a way that I, with my reference, gave you a big job, employment. Or look at the favor I gave to you, that I gave you such a big amount of money. If it was 5 or 10 pounds given, that's not the favor, is it really? Or look, my friend, I favored you so much that I gave you such a big house. So here Allah Ta'ala, Allah's favor. What is Allah's favor upon His creation? What is it? In most definitely, it's such a big favor of Allah's that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to His creation, to mankind. That favor has emptied the treasure chest of Allah's. As a unique point I'm sharing with you, listen carefully, attentively. Can Allah Ta'ala's treasure chest ever be empty? No. If the whole world comes and another world is to be created, and we keep on asking from Allah gives, Allah's treasure chest never is empty. Never. Can it be? No. It doesn't matter what we ask for and get and are given. Always, always keep asking and getting. There's an example that if you put the needle into the ocean, pin into the ocean, and in the water that comes onto the head of the pin, the needle, and not even that much of a difference is made to the treasure chest of Allah when He gives. But remember this point, that here, this favor, specific Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of, is such a massive favor that Allah Ta'ala's treasure chest was emptied after this. Yes, that's just an example that we cannot get that treasure again. The treasure, the favor Allah has given to us is such a favor and a treasure that after that Allah Ta'ala cannot give the same again. Allah Ta'ala's treasure is gone. Even if we ask for it, we won't get it. Subhanallah, what a great favor. What a great unique treasure and favor Allah Ta'ala had that it's ended. That within Allah Ta'ala's treasures, it's not there anymore. It doesn't remain. The Quran states, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Subhanallah. Allah has favored the mankind of people of Iman. Allah has sent. Allah says, عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ. This is a unique thing that Allah Ta'ala. He only had one such thing. One. Remember this. Such a Nabi, such a Prophet, such a Rasul, after whom, after he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says that there is no more. I don't have anyone else to send. They came before one would come, a Nabi would come, another Rasul, another Prophet, a Nabi would come, would return, another would come. But Allah Ta'ala has given to us in such a way that after he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no one to come after him, like him, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the final prophet. And how valuable? He is Khalil, Kaleem, Zabih, he's everyone came before. Look, we see this. And Allah has praised them in the Quran, mentioned them, all the prophets, alayhi wa sallam, but Allah's Habib didn't come. Allah's beloved didn't come. He was only one. One thing, one Prophet Allah had, and after that the treasure ended. And Allah has reminded us of this favor. Allah says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ. And in these blessed moments we are sat, the unique moments, and time over and over we are, this barakah, this blessing that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in this blessed time and moments Allah has bestowed to us, about which Allah Ta'ala is mentioned, that I raised in your midst an apostle, a Nabi, from amongst yourselves. And in this night, Hazrat Amina, in her blessed lap, Allah Ta'ala delivered his Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Usman bin Ilyas, his mother narrates that the honorable time of the birth of the Holy Prophet, I was present and I saw a noor became apparent, a light which illuminated all of the walls in the house. I saw from in the heavens, the sky, the stars, it seemed as if they had descended to the earth. And I thought that maybe they're about to fall onto me. They came so close. And all of the house that was illuminated with noor, light, enlightened. And Hazrat Sayyidina Amna radiallahu anha herself said that I saw a unique scene. There was such a noor, such a light that the palaces of Sham were illuminated with that light. I myself saw the palaces, the palaces of Sham, Syria. Allah Ta'ala sent such a noor, such a light surrounded in this night, about which Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Subhanallah. The Sayyidina Amina radiallahu said that when the Holy Prophet was born, then I saw a very, a nurani, like a cloud full of light, and I heard the neighing of horses, and I heard fluttering, you know, like something flaps and flutters. I heard such a noise, a sound within. And then that cloud descended. It was like a cloud. It descended and it enshrouded, it surrounded and took hold of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And Hazrat Amina said, radiallahu anhu, that he disappeared from my sight. And at that time, a manadi, a caller, an announcer said that, take Hazur, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, to the four corners of the world on a journey. The jinn and ins, allow them to see him. Introduce them, and the angels and the creatures allow them to do ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. He is a unique prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's akhlaq, Hazrat Shish's marifah, and Hazrat Nuh's bravery, and the actions of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Hazrat Ismail's dialogue, and Hazrat Ishaq's contentment, Hazrat Saleh's elegance, and the wisdom of Hazrat Lut, and the good tidings of Yaqub, and Hazrat Musa's passion, Hazrat Ayyub's patience, and the obedience of Yunus alayhi salam, and the struggle of Hazrat Yusha, and Hazrat Dawud's eloquence, and Hazrat Nihal's love, and Hazrat Ilyas' status, and Hazrat Yahya's greatness, and all of these qualities and akhlaq, in other words, all of the prophets, the river and the ocean of their akhlaq, bestowed to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I say that, Na Amina radiallahu anhu said that after this, the cloud, it opened, and what did I see? That the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wrapped in a green silk type cloth, subhanallah. And water, droplets were falling from his head and face like pearls, and it was a call, mashallah, mashallah. Allah has sent Hazur, the Holy Prophet, to the world with a glorious status. And subhanallah, that everything in the world was informed and told that you have to obey he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he will be the guide. And Hazrat Amina radiallahu anhu said that I saw that at that time, his blessed face was shining like the moon on the 14th night, and this beautiful fragrance of musk and amber was coming from the direction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Three individuals were stood. In one's hand was like a pot, a vessel of silver. In the other one's hand was like a green tray. And the third individual's hand was like a white silky type cloth. And after that, they saw, like you couldn't take your sight off the scene, and they seven times bathed and washed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then between his blessed shoulder blades they applied the seal, like of the prophethood. And then they wrapped the Prophet in a silky type cloth and took him into their hold, into their hug. And then after a while returned him to the Hazrat Aymana radhiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah. And this is why Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, that Allah Ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this world. When Nuri Mujassam and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to this world, then we see that the stars where they were coming down, descending, it was as if to show the sign that the darkness was to disappear, the world would change. Because the time after Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was enveloped in darkness, dhulam, oppression, injustice, bad actions spread out across the world, dhulam, oppression, extreme oppression. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he came to the world, subhanallah, then the direction of the world, the universe changed. The direction of the world changed, and a beautiful era overtook the world. And from the young life, not just from the young life, from birth, Allah Ta'ala illustrated how the universe was to be transformed. Allah's fadl, Allah's extreme grace and rahmah and mercy, the shade of this came on top of the people. وَمَا رَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So, huwa ahsan kama ahsan Allahu alayk, Allah says that this favor, I am asking you to repay this favor. Allahu Akbar. Stated that how do we repay this favor? How can you return a favor? That Allah says, now you favor the people. You favor the people just as Allah has favored you. In other words, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's coming, due to his coming, that Allah's massive and greatest favor upon us, and we can only be grateful for this favor in one way. And what is that method? What is that way? That the objective of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to this world, for which Allah Ta'ala sent his Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the world, Allah says, so you now, you favor the people around you. And the blessed habits of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says what you need to do, and the most important quality, greatest quality, was the akhlaq, the characteristics, the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Rasulullah was the most patient, he was the most tender hearted and soft hearted, and if somebody did wrong to him, he would overlook that wrong that was done. Whichever individual would do something against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah would do nice to that person. And this was how he would return the behavior. If somebody didn't give, Rasulullah would give to him. If somebody oppressed the Prophet, the Prophet would ignore the oppression. If the Holy Prophet's blessed habit was such that he would never take revenge on anybody, he would never seek revenge, never for any purpose. The Prophet never hit anybody with his hand. Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha stated that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his blessed hand had never beaten anybody. And never did he beat a khadim, a servant. Never did he raise his hand on a wife. Never did he hit a worker of his. And she said, radiallahu anha, that I never saw that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his own personal gain, that he did dhulam or oppress somebody. Of course, that if, for example, somebody is disrespecting Allah, then Allah's Nabi Sallam would become angry. Yes, and this was the sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, brothers. That when somebody is angry, he should be angry at that time where it is something in opposition to the Sharia. Sharia is being broken, disrespected, dishonored. You could see that this is a wrong situation, this is incorrect. At that time, this is the sunnah of the Prophet Sallam. Otherwise, in normal circumstances, Allah's Nabi Sallam's blessed habit was not like this. Once a nomad, a villager, came and he took hold of the blessed sheet of the Prophet, the cloak, and he pulled it hard that such a scar or sign came on the blessed neck of the Prophet. What was he saying? He was like a nomad villager. He said, give me this sheet, give me this cloak. It's not just yours. We also have wealth. We also have a share. Imagine the disrespect here. But this is an example. This is an example for which we're being told that we, wa ahsan, wa ahsan, wa ahsan kama, Allah says, subhanallah. that we need to create this habit within us. We need to create this habit within us. It's not just yours, he said. It's not just yours. We also have mal. We also have assets. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say in response? He was smiling. On his blessed face was a smile. And he said, no, I won't give to you until this cloak, the sheet that you've pulled me with, I will return the favor, then I'll give to you. And he said, no, give to me. And Rasulullah said, no, I won't give to you. Allahu Akbar. And he's giving him more at that time, subhanAllah. So that the Prophet ﷺ gave him more on top of that. Allahu Akbar. So what we can see, this was his beautiful akhlaq, his beautiful manners and behavior towards people, subhanAllah. And if these behaviors are created within a person, if a person develops these behaviors, then this is what we're being told, that if you can develop these good behaviors, Allah says, "Huwa ahsan kama ahsan Allah alayk." Allah says, the favor that I gave to you, this Nabi, my Prophet, my Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I sent to you, I sent him for this reason, for this purpose. Yes, that the wilderness and the wild lifestyle from taking you away from the wild lifestyle and negative actions towards goodness, so we have humility and love for each other and how to live with each other and ignoring people's wrong actions and to learn to forgive each other and to give the rights to society. When we see this, Allah Ta'ala says that this is how you repay the favor, the barakah, the mercies, the blessings. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessings and mercies are there to see visible in society. And as if we don't implement these, if we implement our life according to this, if we don't live our life according to this and we live away from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's examples, then we will lose Allah's massive favor upon us. Massive favor upon us. He's given us the methodology of life. That this is, my brothers, Eid Miladun Nabi, the blessed time of the birth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, if we promise to ourselves that we should bring this change and improvement into our lives, change and improvement should come into our lives, then there's benefit of rejoicing, celebrating, mashallah, whatever we do, there's something to rejoice over, isn't it? And today's Rabiul Awwal, and the most valuable month. Look, in this month of Rabiul Awwal, all of the moments in this month, from all of the moments in this month, the times and the moments, the most valuable moment is that time when Allah Ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this world. There's no greater moment than that in the whole universe, from the time of Adam Alayhi Salaam till Qiyamah. Any moment in time in history, there was no valuable, more greater time than the timing of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's arrival to the world. And we should not use that time for personal gain. No, for personal gain. So this is the biggest thing to understand and learn, that we today, in this moment of time, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should give him such a gift so that Rasulullah is happy with us, and on the Day of Judgment, from his blessed hands, we can benefit from the water of the pond of Kawthar. We should drink it. So we should improve our akhlaq, we should look after it, we should improve it. We should promise to Allah that in this month of Rabiul Awwal, we promise to ourselves, we promise that our akhlaq, that the akhlaq of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his characteristics, his behavior, his manners, this is a big, big favor of yours upon us. Allah says, I favored you. And Allah has reminded us of this favor in the Quran. Allah says that I have emptied my treasure chest for you. After this treasure will not come, cannot be replaced. It is one, only one in quantity, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's seerah, his blessed habits, mannerisms, his sunnah sharif, honorable sunnah, this is the way to repay the favor, to return the favor to Allah. No other way but to practice these things. Our batin, our inner state, inner self, we need to try to clean. We need to work on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this blessed night, in these blessed moments, may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the ability that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, his blessed habits, his sunnahs, we repeat them, that this is the reflection of humanity. A true human being is he who follows the Prophet. And this is not just for the mu'min. The mu'min is tender-hearted, soft-hearted. It's for all human beings. It doesn't matter any religion, religious background, any sect, any culture. But the mu'min has mercy for every person in the world. Every human being, he has fikr and concern. So to attain these feelings, emotions, we have to work hard. We need to work hard. Yes, and the term of this hard work is tazkiyah. The method of this hard work is tazkiyah, purification. We do purification nowadays so we can become pious people, walis of Allah, so we can experience kashf, visions, and see miracles. And that's why we enter into the salasil. And that's why we follow the line of suluk and tazkiyah. This is not the objective. The objective of tazkiyah, purification, is that Allah Ta'ala's favor upon us, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should repay that favor of Allah. So, but how? By improving our akhlaq, so that when we are presented in the court of Allah, then alhamdulillah, with those akhlaqs of the Holy Prophet and with the akhlaq-i hamida, we should present ourselves to Allah. The akhlaq-i hamida that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to teach us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Dhikr, fikr, concern, connection with the Shaykh, all of this is the line of tazkiyah, the path of tazkiyah. Insan, the human being, to improve himself, he needs to bring akhlaqi hamid into his life. Allah has given such a great reward for this, that when a person implements tazkiyah, does dhikr, remembers Allah, and goes to a shaykh for reformation, improvement, when he works hard on this point, that Allah, my dirty, impure characteristics within me, I want to eliminate them. Love of the world, love of material things, love of wealth, love of money, consume this person's wealth, usurp this person's property, take his wealth, and to suppress the rights, to cancel people's rights, not to implement the rights due on people. This is wrong. All of these things are wrong. These are dirty, impure characteristics and habits that are embedded within people. And to work hard to eliminate these, to remove these dirts and dirty things and impurities, and to replace them with excellence and goodness, that's why we do dhikr adhkar, so we can rid ourselves of the impurities within us, so we can realize the true, the real state of affairs. And Allah has given a great reward for this. That as soon as a person removes akhlaqi razila, impure things, whether it's a woman or a man, remember this. That's when we say, oh, I'm doing tazkiyah, a person becomes a wali Allah. So we've heard this regularly. Remember that a person doing tazkiyah, if a person does tazkiyah, purification, clean, and do dhikr, eventually one day Allah Ta'ala makes that individual his wali, his friend, and illuminates the person within, and his heart becomes illuminated and enlightened. We hear this, don't we? We hear this. That a person does dhikrullah to illuminate his heart. For which reason? So when a human being does dhikrullah, then the dirty, impure characteristics, the bad manners, the bad habits, the bad emotions, the bad actions, these get eliminated. And as soon as these things become eliminated, get removed, the akhlaq-i razila is taken away, eliminated, and replaced by akhlaq-i hamida, good akhlaq. In other words, you have takabbur, pride, you replace that with better habits. If you have riya, you'll have ikhlas. If you have anger, you will learn to persevere and have patience. All these things a person controls. If you are immodest, then modesty will replace it. Instead of seeking revenge, taking revenge on people, you learn to forgive. You learn to forgive. If you're selfish, then you will develop the feeling of benefiting others. How to improve yourself, self-sacrifice. If you have love of the world, you'll learn to become content and satisfied. You won't usurp the property and wealth of other people. You won't consume the wealth of other people. You won't make their wealth your wealth. So what Allah Ta'ala will have given to you, you'll be satisfied. Allah has given you 1,000, you'll spend that. If 100,000, you'll spend within that. Whatever Allah has given, Allah always gives pure things, and you'll spend within that. You'll be content, satisfied with what you have. So this is called akhlaqi hamida, good habits and characteristics due to purification, tazkiyah. When akhlaqi hamida comes, at that time immediately Allah Ta'ala announces that this is my wali from today, my friend, he's my wali. My Hazrat Nur al-Marqada rahmatullah used to say that when akhlaqi hamida comes, what is walayat, friendship of Allah? This is the meaning of walayat, that akhlaqi razila is eliminated and akhlaqi hamida comes into the person. Good akhlaq, excellent conduct, excellent mannerism, excellent characteristics. And a person, that he, subhanAllah, He becomes humble in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the sake of Allah, he benefits other people, wants to assist other people, even if he himself is in pain. Look at the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's akhlaq, because humility, how humble he was, how fikr he had concern for others, how he always assisted others, and he would do things for the pleasure of other people. Subhanallah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is coming home, and the goat is then he sat himself, and he milked the goat himself. And he sat at home in a room, and himself he is applying the patches, the stitches, to his torn clothes. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed clothes. Look at the sketch. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting at home in his blessed room, and he is applying the patch, the stitch to his own clothes. Look at the examples that he's given to us. Such difficulties he overcame. The Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salaam, Sayyidul Malaik, he said that I cannot go one inch past this destination, this barrier. And as a Musa alayhi salam, he was also was a prophet, and he was in the Mount Tur, and Allah said that, "O Musa, take your shoes off and come to speak to me." And this is Musa alayhi salam's status. But here, the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, Habib Allah, Allah says, "Come, please, keep coming, come closer, come closer." Allahu Akbar. What a great scene, what a great scenario, subhanallah. So his blessed feet, his blessed footwear, you know, like his blessed shoes or sandals or the laces broken, and Rasulullah is sat and he's sewing and repairing himself. And for transport, he didn't demand, "I need pompous or glorious transport or the best horses," for example. No, he was riding on the donkey, on a simple donkey. This was the transportation. Look at the simplicity, the humility. Allahu Akbar. And such a treasure that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the greatest favor. And he is being told and asked by Allah to come closer. My brothers, we need to develop the recognition and the gratefulness for this in our lives. All our life long, we need to work hard. This is the objective of life. That 12th of Rabiul Awwal were given. And every year, the objective of this month, Allah has given to us this month for this very purpose. That this is the summary of our life. The summary. The Holy Prophet ﷺ came to this world for this very purpose. And subhanAllah, after he came, he was the seal, the final Prophet ﷺ. That the previous Prophets came, but the Rasulullah ﷺ was the seal of the Prophets. And after he ﷺ came, no more Prophet was to come. He summarized, he sealed the Prophethood. Allahu Akbar. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allahu Akbar. We see here this message of Allah. Indeed, Allah bestowed a favor upon the believers when He raised up in their midst an apostle from amongst themselves. So, akhlaqi husna, the great akhlaq of the Holy Prophet, we need to replace akhlaqi razila with akhlaqi hamida, so that we have good habits. A person doesn't become a human being through ibadah, through worship. Remember, our pious predecessors have told us we don't through ibadah, through worship, not from tilawat or hajj or recitation. From no action can a person become a waliyullah. A friend is made, becomes a friend of Allah at that time when he eliminates akhlaqi razila, dirty impure characteristics, and replaces it with pure hamida characteristics and qualities. And all of the creation around bears witness at that time. No takabbur, no pride is, no greed, no haughtiness, no big-headedness is visible. When these things are eliminated, then that person becomes like a noor and light. So much power comes into his life that when he raises his hands to pray to Allah and request, Allah says his hands are not lowered until whatever he's asking for, he gets. This is what we want to become, isn't it? We should try to become this. We should make efforts. All of us should try to become like this. It's an open playing field. We just need one thing for this, that we need to eliminate all the bad characteristics from within. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and you all the tawfiq. And this is the message today of Rabiul Awwal, subhanallah. And we need to work out on this, and we should make this revise this lesson strongly. The ishq, the love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ should be in our lives. Total love for the Prophet ﷺ, subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala has kept me alive, this couplet, this poem, that I was destroyed, I was nothing, but Allah Ta'ala has kept me alive, subhanallah. And the love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ has kept me alive. The love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ has kept me alive. And how should we live the life? Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah that my nights pass in this way. My nights, our nights pass in this way, In which way? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and the discussions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. This should be the life of a person. Our nights pass in this way, with the dhikr of Allah and the discussion of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Wa akhru dawana an ilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina mursalin, shafi'il muslimin, taha wa yasin, al habib al amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي الزواجي أمهات المؤمنين وزوجاته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وحزننا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك لنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسرفت وما تعالى به. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر ولا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشنا جاب القيامة مع الإيمان. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين نبيين استقين الشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم إنا لغولات الموت والسكرات الموت. اللهم إنا لغولات الموت والسكرات الموت. اللهم إنا لغولات الموت والسكرات الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحي والممات وفتنة نفس الدجال. يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. يا أرحم الراحمين يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا. يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا. اللهم عافنا في بدني. اللهم عافنا في سمعي. اللهم عافنا في بصري. لا إله إلا أنت. میرے مولا اس آج کی نورانی ذات میں میرے مولا جو تیرے نزدیک دنیا میں سب سے بہترین ذات ہے میرے مولا آج کے دن تو نے اپنے حبیب کی میرے مولا میسر فرمائی. یا رحمان یا کرم کرنے والے یا کریم اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری توبوں کو قبول فرما دے. ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ صغیرہ کبیرہ دانشتہ غیر دانشتہ میرے مولا جہالت کے اندر جو ہم سے سرزدہ ہو گئے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو کرم فرما دے میرے مولا معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے. یا میرے مولا تو کرم فرما رحم فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو ڈال دے. ہماری پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دے. اے میرے مولا تو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ ہم تجھ سے سلامتی خوشحالی پرسکین زندگی مانگتے ہیں میرے مولا. عرض و سما کے تمام آفات سے ہمیں محفوظ ہوا. عرض و سما کے تمام آفات سے ہمیں محفوظ ہوا. یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ جتنی تیری شان ہے یا اللہ ہم اتنا عطا فرما کہ جتنی تیری شان ہے. یا اللہ ہم اتنا عطا فرما آج کی رات کو جتنی تیری شان ہے. یا اللہ ہم اتنا عطا فرما کہ جتنی تیری شان ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ یا اللہ آج کی رات تو ہم اتنا معاف فرما کہ جتنا تو رحمان ہے. آج کی رات تو ہم اتنا معاف فرما جتنا کہ تو رحمان ہے. آج کی رات تو ہم اتنا معاف فرما جتنا کہ تو رحمان ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہماری مصیبت پریشانیوں کو اتنا دور فرما جتنا دور فرما. بیماریوں کو اتنا دور فرما کہ جتنا تو نگہبان ہے جتنا تو نگہبان ہے میرے مولا. تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہمارے ذکر کو قبول فرما، ہماری عبادتوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ آج ربیع الاول کس مہینے میں اس رات میں جو ہم نے باتیں سنی میرے مولا، جو حقیقت سنی، اللہ اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، دے جائے کہ موت کا پنجہ ہمیں پکڑ لے اور ہم پچھتائیں قبر کے اندر میرے مولا، سوالات نہ دے سکیں، جوابات نہ دے سکیں. یا اللہ سچی توبہ ہمیں نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ سچی توبہ نصیب فرما، ایسی توبہ نصیب فرما کہ اس کے بعد ہم توبہ ہماری نہ ٹوٹے، توبہ پہ استقامت نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ توبہ پہ استقامت نصیب فرما دے اور توبہ پہ چلنا بھی آسان فرما دے. لا حول ولا حوت الا باللہ، تیری فضل سے چلتے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں ہر غم سے دور فرما، سب سے بڑا غم اولادوں کا غم ہوتا ہے میرے، اس غم سے ہمیں دور فرما دے، اولادوں کے غم سے دور فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ اولادوں کے غم سے ہمیں دور فرما. یا اللہ ہمارا بڑھاپا بہترین فرما. یا اللہ ہمارا آخری وقت بہترین فرما. یا اللہ آخری عمر بہترین فرما، آخری عمل بہترین فرما. یا اللہ آخری دن جب تم سے ملنے کا دن ہو میرے مولا، وہ سب سے بہترین بنا دے. یا اللہ وہ دن ہمارے لیے اپنی زندگی کا سب سے بہترین دن بنا دے. یا میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری مصیبت کو ٹال دے. یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں خوشحالی عطا فرما، سکون نصیب فرما، شادابی نصیب فرما، ہمارے رزقوں میں برکت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو ہمارے گھروں کے اندر پریشانی ہے میرے مولا، یا اللہ ان پریشانی کو دور فرما دے. یا اللہ ان پریشانی کو دور فرما دے. ہم تسلیم کرتے ہیں کہ سب مصیبتیں پریشانی اللہ ہمارے اعمال کی وجہ سے، ہم تجھ سے معافی مانگتے ہیں میرے مولا. تو تو بڑا کریم ہے، کرم فرما میرے مولا. تو تو کہتا ہے مجھ سے مانگو میں تم عطا فرماؤں گا. یا کریم ان پریشانی کو دور فرمائے میرے مولا. یا اللہ اپنے حبیب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما میرے مولا، ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ جس وقت ہمارے ان بیماریوں میں مبتلا ہیں، اور یا اللہ ہسپتالوں میں ہیں، گھروں میں ہیں، جہاں بھی ہیں میرے مولا، اس بیماری کے اندر جو مبتلا ہیں، یا اللہ جو عذاب اور آفت اتری ہے یا کریم، ان کے لیے تو صحت عطا فرما، ان کو میرے مولا صحیح زندگی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ان کو عافیت نصیب فرما میرے مولا، جلد سے جلد ان کو زندگی کو نارمل کر دے میرے مولا، معمول کے مطابق ان کی زندگی وہ کر دے یا کریم. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی ربنا حبلنا من ازواجنا وذریاتنا قرۃ اعین وجعلنا للمتقین اماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانی صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذنا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اجعلنا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.